That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 24 of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey, friends.
It's our Christmas special. I've always wanted a Christmas special.
I feel like we need the bark bark from your vlog, you know, to really make it like Christmasified.
That's true.
So ready? You be Bella, I be Bruiser. Dun, dun, oh, I don't know which comes first.
Dun, 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 dun. Bark!
Bark! There we go.
Which, we're vlogging this, so I'm going to turn the vlog off on.
Bye, vlog.
I'm going to turn the vlog off. Because I feel like I always spoil too much of the podcast when I vlog.
But that was like a vlog reference.
It was.
So
it was on brand.
So the vlog fam will appreciate. Did I say vlog fam?
Yeah.
Wow, the Streamy Awards really changed me.
Wow, ever since you moved to San Diego, you've changed.
See, I feel like that would be more of an LA thing.
Oh, totally.
To be like, oh, you know me and the vlog fam. It's like the knockoff vlog squad.
So I didn't tell you this, but I was at the mall 2 days ago shopping for Christmas presents, and I was vlogging, and this guy was like waving his hands frantically in the background of the vlog. And I thought it was just like a lot of the times when I'm vlogging, people like make faces in the background, whatever. So I didn't really think anything of it. And then when I finished that clip, I just like put my camera away and kept walking. And the guy like ran up to me, was like, are you vlogging? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, I'm a vlogger too. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And this guy was like maybe, I'd guess, late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, cool. Like, what's your channel? And he's like, well, I'm actually filming right now. Will you be in my video? And I was like, sure. Like, sure, what's the video? And he's like, oh, I'm buying the cheapest thing in every store. I was like, oh, that's super fun. Like, I do shopping videos all the time. He's like, yeah, do you know David Dobrik? And I was like, I mean, like, I know of him. And he's like my really good friend. Like, I don't know if you've heard of, I don't remember what he said. Like,
what?
He had, like, a name that, like, wasn't the vlog squad, but he was like, oh, you know, like, the Funky Fam or, like, something like
the
that.
The Funky Fam.
I don't
fam.
Remember what, do you remember? I told you what it was after. But, and he was like, it literally, he was trying to flex on me so hard. He was like, starts name dropping, like, all these YouTubers. I had heard of, like, I've heard of, like, David Dobrik and a few others. And it was, like, at least a minute of him being like, well, do you know this person? Because, like, I'm friends with them. Like, do you know this person? I'm friends with them. And I was like, okay, so, like, what do you want me to do in your video?
Like, you're like, so why are you using me for clout?
Yeah.
You're all clouded up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, well, and the worst part was, too, is I was, like, standing right outside the Crocs store, because I was, like, returning Austin's Crocs and exchanging them.
But that probably made you look more hip, because Crocs are, like,
well, I feel like there's two types of people that wear Crocs. There's, like, cool, trendy teens who wear Crocs, and then there's, like, Croc people, and, like, I, wearing Crocs, am definitely, like, a Croc person.
No, you're like a fashion YouTuber.
Barely.
You were nominated for the fashion Streamy.
I feel like maybe they were kind of like memeing on me. They're like, this girl, fashion.
I'm so sure.
Well, it's all the time. I'll be in like the worst outfit. I'll be in like sweatpants and like have like a ketchup stain on my shirt. And people be like, oh, are you vlogging? Like, what's your YouTube channel about? And I'm like, fashion. Like,
you're all
don't
everyday wearable fashion,
ketchup stains and all.
Experimental ketchup fashion.
I wore different ketchup stains for a week. I
love that for you.
So what you drinking?
I'm drinking good old water. What
Me
are you drinking
too?
Wow, what a fun segment.
I know. And when Jessica was filling up our cups for the podcast, she was like, Do you want ice in it? I'm not going to do crunchy ice because I know you're just going to crunch it.
But she did do crunchy ice for your pre-podcast water. She was like, here's your crunchy ice allowance. So don't make the podcast listeners think that Jessica's just like depriving you
cutting
of
me off
ice.
Of crunchy ice.
I feel like actually our team are all the biggest enablers because Carly just gave you a Christmas present.
My Christmas gift from Carly was slime and Pokemon cards. It was so great. And then Carly
Jessica
got...
Jessica's the biggest kazoo advocate in the world.
She is. She just like fist pumped behind the camera.
I feel like I'm the only one who's not enabling you.
You're the only one who's
turn,
real with
I'm
me.
I'm like the Grinch. I'm the Grinch of the office.
You're the Grinch of kazoos.
Because I don't... I love that your kazoo brings you so much joy.
Do you?
But sometimes...
Actually, I haven't really kazooed in like... Since the day I filmed that video.
You sound like someone who has like a problem.
Hi, my name is Sierra, and it's been 7 days since I last kazooed.
Hi, Sierra. Oh gosh. Do we want to do our hot take?
Yeah, since this is our Christmas cast, we did like holiday themed hot takes. So mine is that white elephant is the supreme form of gift exchanges,
which I kind of disagree with.
I love white elephant.
I know you do. This is the first year you're not doing white elephant.
I'm doing white elephant with my family. But usually Stephen and
wow, way to say I'm not your chosen family.
Usually,
remember all the times where you've like given speeches and you're like, you know, like Skylar and Kyle, you guys are our chosen family. Way to just throw that out the window.
No, that's like staying in 2019.
Just kidding. You're all you and Kyle
staying in 2019.
You're all, this is actually the last podcast we're ever doing together.
Bye.
Bye.
No, but my family, like, so usually I do 2 white elephant gift exchanges a year. Usually I do, like, Stephen and I usually have a Christmas party, but we didn't this year because we were just so busy. Mm-hmm. And that we have friends and family and, like, work colleagues, and we just have everyone.
Yeah.
And we usually do a white elephant gift exchange then. And then I have a lot of cousins on my mom's side and a lot of aunts and uncles. And I think when I was younger, they used to do, like, everyone got everyone presents. And it just was a lot because, like, I have – there's 3 kids in my family and 3 in the other family and, like, 3 in the other. And so it was just a lot.
Yeah.
And so then I think 7 or 8 years ago, we just started doing a Secret Santa and a white elephant. And I just think white elephant, it doesn't cost anything because the whole idea is that you're, like, re-gifting old things.
I guess. I've never just re-gifted something for White Elephant. I always buy stuff.
I saw – who was it? Joey Graceffa did, like, a White Elephant party.
Oh, I saw that.
But it was all, like, $1,000 gifts.
Well, I think that's, like, a YouTuber
thing. Because, like, in my family, White Elephant is, like – this
that would actually be the best video ever.
What?
If you just showed up to your family's white elephant gift exchange and, like, in years past you've just regifted, but you showed up with, like, a Gucci something, you're like, yeah, like, I've really changed.
Well, so I got a new I was gifted at, like, a gifting suite for an event a pair of, like, really nice headphones, but I didn't need them because we all have headphones in the office.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Stephen, wouldn't it be funny if we, like, gave that at White Elephant? Because that's, like, every year we do crappy gifts. He's like, no, that's, like, a flex. You can't do that. And I was like,
I don't think that's a flex.
But we're not going to use it.
See, and that's the reason why I don't like White Elephant. Well, I like White Elephant because I like the creative aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year for my gift, I did a avocado tree, and then I taped a picture to it that was like the kid being like, it's an avocado, thanks.
It was so funny.
And it was like funny because it's like in this like gigantic bag because it's literally an avocado tree. And like I feel like that's a funny thing. Or like when life gives you lemons and then do like lemonade or whatever. But I feel like the gifts that I end up getting from White Elephants are literally, like, I don't use them.
Last year, did you not get one of my old PR packages
that's what I was
from White
say.
Elephant?
With the headphones, the only time when I've ever gotten something from White Elephant that I've actually liked has been from you last year because you put, like, one of your PR packages in there. And then everyone, like, passed it up because no one, like, realized the value of it. I was like, I know, that's a couple $100 of lipstick. Like, I am, so I think, like, Kyle stole it from me, and then I stole it from him or something, so that I, like, ensured that I got it, because I was like, everything else is, like, Just a little joke. This is great.
See, that's how my parents felt about your avocado tree. My dad was like, as soon as he saw that open, because my parents have a lot of trees in their backyard, and my dad was like plotting to steal the avocado tree. Wow. And he got it. He was very excited.
Did he? Yeah. I thought Jim got it.
I think my dad got it, because I think it's in there.
Maybe it was stolen.
I think it was.
Big drama.
Anyways, I love White Elephant. I think it's funny. I think there's not that pressure of having to, like, get someone, you know, something at a certain value. I think it's also just a fun game with, like, the stealing and the numbers. And it's just a fun, like, my stomach always hurts from laughing after White Elephant because it's just so funny. So I like it.
Yeah. I think I overall agree with you that White Elephant is fun. I don't know if I would say it's the best gift exchange throughout the holiday season, but I do think it's a fun time.
Okay. Would you rather do a Secret Santa gift exchange or White Elephant?
Secret Santa. But I also haven't done Secret Santa in a long time. Because that way the person's picking out a gift that they think you would like.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not wasteful. That's true. Of like, I'm not just going to get something that I'm going to like donate to Goodwill. Right. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's your hot take?
What is my... Oh, okay. I do know my hot take.
Okay.
So my hot take is that people... Specifically, I don't know if this is every family. I know it's like both of my families from like my mom's side and my dad's side and my stepdad's side, everyone's side, make the biggest deal about meat during the holidays. And this isn't me saying like don't eat meat during the holidays. Like you do you. Like it's my mom's tradition. She like makes a prime rib every year. That's fine. That's her thing. But every year, every holiday, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas, everyone makes the biggest deal of like, oh, Skylar better walk out of the room. We're gonna murder an animal. Like, time to cut up this like dead piece of flesh. And it's like a huge thing of like, get an extra bloody slice for the vegan. And it just like, I get if I had like a weird uncle who was making the joke.
But it's like, but everyone. It's
everyone.
So are you telling me they take an opportunity to use their roast as a roast on you?
Yes. Literally.
They roast you with their roast. They roast
me. And it's like, I am a mature adult. If this is going to upset me, then I'll walk out of the room. Like, that's like a decision I can make. But when it's like, ha ha, gonna swap Skylar's tofurkey for some turkey. Like, let's see if she gets diarrhea. Like, that's not a funny joke. Like, if someone did that, I would probably like... not want to talk to them anymore because they would make me like eat animal, and also that would affect me and I would get diarrhea. Like, it's not,
see, so I feel like my family doesn't really do that. Like, I just think because I've been on and off vegetarian for so long. Like, I initially went vegetarian when I was like 8 years old. I think I used to be a lot more like outward about it, of like, oh, I need to leave the room, that now it's just kind of like less of a thing.
See, I feel like my problem was I was kind of vocal in high school when I was vegan about like being vegan. And then I've been like, I went through a small period where I ate meat, but then I've been like on and off vegetarian vegan ever since.
Yeah.
So I feel like people like have always associated, like, I don't know if I ever went a holiday season between high school and now. Maybe I did like one Christmas where I was eating meat. I'm not sure. But also I feel like people give Kyle a hard time about it because like Kyle mainly converted because we were like living in the same house together, and then he like converted on his own accord. But people will be like, ha ha, like gonna sneak Kyle some meat in the bathroom. And I'm like, first of all, that's very inappropriate.
Did you just say someone in your family threatened to sneak Kyle some meat in the bathroom?
Well, that's called adultery. Oh, my goodness.
My favorite holiday tradition.
Adultery? Oh, my God. Wow. This is a wild podcast. So that's my hot take. I don't want my uncle slipping Kyle meat in the bathroom.
Do you want to do your bump date?
Sure. Well, my bump date is I went to the hospital this week.
I almost made a really bad joke about, like, you got slipped some meat, so now you have to give your bump date.
This is a wild podcast. Oh my gosh. We are filming two podcasts today.
Here we are.
And oh no, we're in the giggle zone.
This is also our last work day of the year, so then we're on vacation.
See, it's awkward because you're my employer, so I don't feel like I can go like this and like dance. I just have to sit here and be like, Yes, it is.
I will miss being in the office.
I love my work. I'm very grateful for my job.
But I'm actually not your employer. Sierra Schultze is your employer. And Sierra Schultze is also my employer. Because Sierra Schultze is a corporation.
But I would say you're for sure my supervisor.
Yeah, but I'm not your employer. Sierra Schultze is.
Oh, God. Messy, messy, messy. The other day, Kyle texted Steven something. I, like, got so mad because it was, like, about... I don't even remember what it was about, but I was like, Kyle, that's literally my boss. And he was like, Steven isn't your boss. And I was like, yes, he is. Kyle was like, I don't believe that for a second. And I was all, no, Sierra and Steven are our friends that, like, we, like, drink and hang out with, but also, like, they're my employers.
Right.
So, like, it's okay to, like, talk to Steven as your buddy and, like, complain about me. But, like, you can't just, like, I don't know. I don't even remember what it was
about. I
think
it was something where, like, Kyle was like, I don't think Skylar's going to be able to come in on Monday or something like that.
Oh,
and then you were like, don't say that. I'm going to work.
You know what it is? What? Kyle, I'm calling you out.
Call him out.
So.
Roast him. Slip him some meat.
This was on, like, maybe last Saturday or two Saturdays ago. I don't remember. But I was having, like, really, really bad pain. And I thought, like, maybe I was going into labor. And I, like, was scrolling through my email because it was, like, kind of, like, intermittent, like, contractions. And Kyle was like, I think you should turn off your phone. I don't think you need to be on your email right now. It's probably just stressing you out more. So I turned off my phone. And then I had made the decision to turn off my phone. And then Kyle texted Steven and was like, because Steven asked how I was because I texted in the group chat, like, hey, guys, like, going offline.
Yeah.
And then Kyle responded and was like, yeah, I just think, like, emails are really stressing her out. And I was like, the emails I was reading were from Steven. Like, now you're making Steven think that he's making me go into early labor. Like, Steven was not the cause of this. He was like, oh, I didn't know. So I sent Steven a long text and was like, just so you know, I am very happy with my level of work currently, and you do not stress me out. And it was very unprofessional.
Please keep sending me emails. That's so funny. But we're going to do a whole podcast in the new year about, like, kind of what it's like working with your best friend. Because there's a lot of interesting stuff like that. But your bump date.
My bump date. Okay, so Kyle just got back from a work trip. But he was gone. Like, across the country. And I started having really bad cramps. And they felt, like, on again, off again. And I was having nausea and all sorts of symptoms. And I literally thought I was going into early labor. And so my mother-in-law had to drive me to the hospital. And I had to, like, get all checked out and do all the things. And it was very stressful. But so now I feel like I'm much more prepped for when it's, like, actually go time. Because we went and did a hospital tour last night of the hospital that's actually going to give birth at. And I feel like I picked up on a lot of little things that, like, I wouldn't have thought of before. Of, like, when I was in the hospital, my phone charger was way too short for me to, like, reach it to my bed. So now I know I should bring, like, a tiny extension cord with me. And then also, like, my longest charger. Because if I'm going to be in the hospital for, like, 2 or 3 days, I'm going to want to be looking at my phone occasionally. And I don't want it to be, like,
across the
charging all the way across the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like that kind of just prepped me a lot more for, like, oh, I guess I am 8.5 months pregnant and this could happen early. And if it does happen early, like, maybe I should be more prepped for it. So I, like, wrote my birth plan this week. Aww, and did all that.
That's exciting. Yeah. I mean, that's, like, stressful, but I'm glad you didn't go into early labor.
Me too.
And now Kyle is back. So, like, even if you do go into earlier than planned labor, like, Kyle's here. Yes. Everything's good.
I feel like I just keep saying, like, I need to get through this and then it will be more okay. But I really at this point feel like I just have to get through this next week because we're moving this next week.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I were to go into labor tonight, we, like, our house would literally be in boxes and, like, we would be in between so many places. And so I just feel like I at least have to get through this next week so that we're, even if we aren't unpacked, like, the moving process has happened.
Right.
Because there's no way that I can move or have people move for me when I'm, like, in the hospital or, you know.
Yeah.
But.
And it'll just be nice for you guys to know that, like, when it happens and you go to the hospital, that also you're coming back to a house that's already unpacked.
Yes.
And you're not coming to home to a house with, like, boxes.
Absolutely. Well, and hopefully we'll have, like, a month of, like, being in the house.
Yeah.
Getting settled and, like, living in it. But worst case scenario, I want to make sure that we're, like, at least fully in the house and moved out of our current apartment.
Right.
So... that's my bump date. Also, Olive, I think, is having a crisis.
Really?
About not being the baby anymore. She, like, literally has started, like, sleeping in his bassinet and, like, sleeping in all of his toys. And she, we have, like, a closet right now that's filled with all of his stuff. And she'll, like, open up the closet and go, like, play around in it. But we've had this stuff for over a month in our house.
But now she knows.
But now she, like, knows it's coming.
Yeah.
And so she'll, like, either be laying on me or be, like, trying to sleep in his bassinet.
She's like, this is my territory.
She's like, I am baby.
Yeah.
Don't take this away from me. What about you? What's your sister update?
Oh, yeah. My sister time, which I'm going to do that every single time, is that I, for the first time, was able to pinpoint my ovulation. Woo-hoo! So I have been, how long has it been since I found out I have PCOS? Maybe a month and a half?
Do you want to, I know that we've done entire podcasts about, like, motherhood and stuff now, but do you want to quickly explain what ovulation is?
Yeah, totally. So usually once every 28 days, if you have a regular cycle, your egg will drop into your fallopian tube, I think, right? And you have two. Mm-hmm. So it alternates each month. And then there's only a small period of time when that egg is there that it could be fertilized. So either sperm has to come into the fallopian tube, I think, as that egg is dropping, or sperm can live in the vagina for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. No, way longer than that. 5 days.
5 days.
Five days.
But it can be fertilized 24 hours after you ovulate.
Yes, exactly. So in theory, there's like a 6-ish day period where it's possible for, if you had sex in that period, for the egg then to be ovulated.
Yeah.
Or, why am I talking in circles? Then to be fertilized. Whether that be that you had sex, the sperm was in there, and then the egg dropped. Or the egg dropped and then you had sex. Like, either way. So it's a lot easier to get pregnant if you know when you're ovulating.
Well, and also you know that you ovulate.
Yes.
So I feel like that was a big change this month of you knew when, but also you know that it did happen.
Right. So I have not had my period for 4 months now. Mm-hmm. And before that, it was another 3 months. So I basically have had one period in the past 8 months. And so it had not, I had no opportunity, even though Steven and I have been trying for like 3 months, I had not had the actual opportunity to potentially get pregnant yet because there was no egg to be fertilized.
Totally.
And so I had been tracking I just started using the Ava bracelet, which tracks mostly your temperature, but a few other factors. And then I had been using ovulation test strips. Mm-hmm. And then actually what I started doing that really pinpointed it for me with PCOS was tracking my cervical fluid and my cervical mucus, which sounds so gross, but is like a totally normal thing and actually a really great way for anyone to pinpoint their ovulation, mm-hmm. but especially if you have PCOS, because sometimes ovulation test strips don't totally work.
Yeah.
So based on those signs, and then I did take an ovulation test and had a peak, I was able to pinpoint that I ovulated this month, and then we were able to actually have a chance at getting pregnant by having sex at the right times.
Which is so exciting.
So, yeah, I think my OBGYN said that any given month, if you have sex in that window, the chances of getting pregnant are 30%, which is, like, pretty high.
Yeah.
I
feel like 30% is like the baseline number, but then also taking into account, like, you're a woman in your early 20s,
right.
You like live a healthy lifestyle,
right?
I feel like it can kind of vary, and I feel like since you're on the younger side of the age spectrum for trying,
hopefully
you might have an even better chance.
It could be great. And with PCOS too, the problem is getting your body to ovulate, mm-hmm. but once you actually ovulate, your odds are just as good as everyone else's. There's not like a problem with your eggs or with your uterus or with your fallopian tubes or anything like that. It's just getting your body to ovulate.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the changes that I've made in my diet and my lifestyle and with this new medication can help me to, even though it's unlikely that I would have gotten pregnant in this first cycle, it takes even a normal healthy couple with no issues, it can take them up to a year to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So I'm not like in the mindset of like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant, but it's just cool that there's a possibility.
Yeah.
And also that I feel like the changes that I'm making in my life are actually showing a difference, which is really cool.
That's so cool. Well, it's so cool because you said it's been, what, 3 weeks since you've been with your dietitian and on the new medication?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just cool to see. I mean, who knows if this would have happened regardless. Right. But to me, it's a very clear, you weren't doing this and this wasn't happening. You've made these changes and now it's like being reflected positively.
It's really cool. So I'm excited. I am 4 days post-ovulation. So I have, I'm in the 2 week wait, which means I basically there's a 2 week window between when you ovulate and when you will be able to show on a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
So this is my first like official 2 week wait. I had two other times when I thought I ovulated and it turns out I didn't. So I thought I was in my 2 week wait, but I wasn't actually, I didn't get a period. So another thing that's great is if I'm not pregnant, which I'm likely not, we ordered like literally 6 months ago stuff for me to do a video about testing different period products, and they've just been sitting in the closet because I haven't had a period.
Yeah. So
if I get my period, then we get to do the video.
Yeah.
So that's my
I'm so happy for you.
Sister time.
Sister.
So let's talk a little bit about our sponsor before we get into our gift exchange. Woo! So this video is sponsored by Cash App. We love Cash App. They have been such a great partner for us to work with on the podcast, and we absolutely love them. So Cash App is the number one finance app in the App Store, and Cash App is a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. So if maybe you're going to a concert, if you're going halvesies on a Christmas gift, and you need to pay someone for half of it, you don't want to carry cash around, you can just Cash App them. It's super simple. We really love the app. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places that you already love. So you can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It is literally like having credit card perks, but packed in a free debit card. And one of the great things about our partnership with Cash App as well is that we're working together to support one of our favorite organizations, which is the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is a fantastic organization that provides crisis intervention and support to LGBTQ plus youth. We really, really love the work that they do. Highly recommend checking them out. And when you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code UNFILTERED, not only will you receive $10, but Cash App is going to donate $10 to the Trevor Project. So you get $10, the Trevor Project gets $10, and all you have to do is use promo code UNFILTERED. Make sure to check out Cash App. Download link in the description, use code UNFILTERED, and download it from the App Store today.
Woo! Thank you, Cash App.
Thank you, Cash App. All right. We'll hop back into it. Do we want to exchange gifts?
Yes. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I love giving gifts.
I love giving gifts, but I feel like receiving gifts is always like a nerve-wracking thing.
I know. Especially when it's on video.
I know. Especially I was thinking about it. You and Carly, because Carly gave me a gift earlier, are the only two people who I don't know what my gift is going to be from this year.
Really?
Because, like, my mom and Kyle just ask me what I want, and I'm like, here's a link to New Keds. Here's a link to this. And so I don't know what it's going to be.
I'm so excited.
The possibilities are endless.
Do you want to go first, or should I go first?
Ooh. I'll go first at giving you.
Okay, cool. I'm excited.
Okay. Here you go, my sweet angel
You're
Sierra.
You're so good at wrapping. I just put mine in a bag.
Thank you very much. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
It says, to Sierra from Skylar. How poetic.
Wow. So original. Never been done before. Ooh, it's like good ASMR for the audio listeners. Ooh! little riff.
My gosh, is this Hades Town on vinyl?
Yeah. And it's like the limited edition, so it has the libretto and it's like a red vinyl.
Oh my gosh. I have, oh my, thank you. I have my record player in the living room, and my favorite thing to do is just put a record on and listen to it all the way through while I, like, cook or clean. Aww. And, oh my, Skylar and I also, we have backstory with this kind of stuff. We used to go to, like, garage sales and thrift stores together and thrift old cast albums of Broadway musicals.
I know, and we saw Hades Town together this year, and I felt like it was one of, like, the best parts of my year, so.
Oh my gosh. I thought, how fun. To the world we dream about. Oh my gosh, it has, like, pictures in it.
Low standards.
That's so pictures. Cool.
Oh, I'm glad that you like it.
I love this. Aww. I am so excited.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Dude, this is like four records.
It's a long album.
I'm so excited.
Aww, yay.
This is like the best
gift ever. I figure you can like cuddle up by the fire and play your records, sing along.
Thank you.
You and your Orpheus.
Now mine's gonna suck. This is like the best gift ever. I should have gone first.
Oh, you know, you only like did a surprise video for me last week. You took us to the spa a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm constantly getting gifts from you. Just even you your are presence. A gift. Your presence in my life is a gift.
So I got this is from both Steven and I. Because I had something very specific that I wanted to get you that I literally have known I wanted to get you for, like, a year.
Okay.
And so this is from Steven and I. And then this is for your baby. But okay. His little tiny hands are still inside your belly, so I'm going to need you to open it for him.
Okay. So here's the problem. I'm a dedicated vlog viewer.
Did you watch the vlog?
So I think I know what this is. But I'm really excited.
Okay. Go ahead. You know what
Let
it
me
is.
See. Yay, it is! It's like a little mini Dear Evan Hansen shirt.
Yeah.
I like that. What? Oh, you're pointing to the playbill? I was like, what's up
there?
I have
my Dear Evan Hansen playbill right there.
Aw, that's so sweet.
It's 12 to 18 months, so I know he probably won't be able to wear it for a while.
I feel like he's going to be a big boy.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
I saw that. I was going to get him like a little button-up, because I know Kyle always wears button-ups.
I love that we both got each other Broadway gifts.
I know.
It's so cute.
Okay.
I can lay it over my stomach, so it's like he's wearing it. Wow.
You're welcome, baby Pete.
Magical.
Okay.
Aw, thank you so much, Cece. I love your gift wrapping. It's
Thanks.
So fun.
It's from TJ Maxx.
We stand. Shut up! Oh my gosh, sorry audio listeners, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, Sierra got me the Philips Hue set. That's so fun. Oh my gosh, thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
And I can put this into like all the fixtures in our new house.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I have the Philips Hue app for your guys's house, and like whenever I'm in the office by myself, I'll like adjust it to whatever temperatures I like.
Skylar used to be a lighting
that
designer.
Is so sweet.
And when we got Philips Hue, she was like obsessed with it. And so I knew ever since then, I was like, I'm going to get Skylar Philips Hue.
That is so sweet. Sierra. I'm like, let's get each other gifts
every day.
That's like the two extremes.
I'm so excited about my cast album.
Thank you so much. This is so fun. And it's the white and color one.
Yeah, I know you like white.
That'll be good too, because I can put it in our bedroom, and I feel like it'll be nice for when I'm breastfeeding. Like I might even just be able to turn it on to like a deep blue or something. That way it's not like I'm turning on all the lights, but there's still like some light, so I'm not just like fumbling around in the dark with a baby.
Yeah, Steven and I really like it because it's like we have like different modes that we'll set it on of like, because you can do presets. So we have like four presets in our room. That's like morning, night, like going to bed, and then we have mood lighting.
Also, didn't we say we had like a $25 budget?
That's why I said it's from me and Steven.
Because I went over mine too. Okay. And Kyle was like,
Steven was so mad at me. Steven was like, this is so rude. Like, you can't do this. He was like, you need to stress that it's from both of us because it's super rude to go over budget.
I'm really glad that we're both
extra. I know, me too.
Because Kyle gave me a hard time, and I was like, but literally, like, this is what I want to get her. Like,
that's how I felt, too.
Because I feel like I didn't want to get you something that, like, would be funny, but then you wouldn't use. Like, yeah. I feel like you'll actually,
oh, I will
like,
use that,
listen
like,
to that.
Every day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so glad we both did that.
Thank you so much.
So, Steven and Kyle, wow. We showed you.
Best gift exchange ever.
Oh, that's
great. I'm going to start, like, not sending things to my family members when they ask what to get me. Because I feel like it's so fun to be surprised.
You're a fun person to gift too. Because I feel like I know you so well. I hopefully know, like, the kind of things that you'll use. And I know, like, the kind of gifts that you like.
I mean, you literally got me a baby Dear Evan Hansen shirt and, like, a lighting design kit for my home.
Hey, the shirt's not for you.
I mean, I can try and fit in it.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like a lot of my shirts have been, like, Winnie the Pooh shirts recently, which is, like, what I call them when they're, like, like, they used to fit regular length.
Yeah.
And now, because my belly's so big, they're just, like, they still fit, but that's then so they're just cute. So short.
I want to get Kyle a Dear Evan Hansen shirt, and then they can twin.
And they can twin.
That'd be so cute. My cheeks hurt from smiling, because that was really cute.
I feel like my face is so red this podcast, because I'm kind of hot, and then also, like, smiling a lot. Kind of hot, like, temperature-wise. Not, like, I'm hot.
She's hot.
I mean, I am wearing my Sierra Unfiltered hoodie, so.
Get yours.
Get yours.
TheCurvyCrew.com.
Wow.
Okay, so we did our gift exchange. Now we're going to talk about, like, traditions that we love and traditions that we hate for Christmas. But first, kind of walk me through, like, a quick couple-minute summary. What is Christmas like for you? Like, what do you do?
So, I think this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
I saw a comment on I think it was the vlog the other day or something.
Okay.
That they didn't use the word heathen. But they basically were saying, like, why does Skylar have a Christmas tree up in her house? Like, I thought she was a heathen.
And so, I'm going to start referring to you as my favorite heathen.
I don't even know the definition of a heathen. Isn't it? I thought heathens were kind of like Satanists. Am I offending the heathen?
There's
community?
A different word that means, like,
I feel like my
non-believer.
Mom called me a heathen a lot growing up.
Yeah, I feel like my mom would say that as a joke when I'd wear, like, a low-cut shirt.
Yeah, or, like, if I, like, didn't want to go to church. It's like, wow,
okay.
Look at the
heathen.
Heathen.
Not sure what it actually means.
But for me, Christmas is kind of like Easter in that, for, like, I'm not Christian, so I don't, like, go to church. I don't pray. But for me, it's more of, like, an opportunity to just spend time with family and friends and, like, really, like, look back at the year and be appreciative of everyone. And I feel like a lot of things that are associated to Christmas are not Christ related.
Mm-hmm.
Like having a fire in your fireplace, like drinking hot chocolate, like looking at pretty lights.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that. And I feel like that's, I mean, that's a whole argument of, like, people are taking the Christ out of Christmas, which I think is, like, a valid argument. If it was, like, if it is a religious holiday for people who don't celebrate that religion to celebrate, like, the consumer aspect of it.
But also, like, Christmas has more pagan roots than it does, like, religious roots.
Yeah.
Like, having a Christmas tree is not, like, a thing in the Bible. Like, that was a pagan ritual.
Totally.
And, like,
Santa's not in the Bible.
Santa is, like, non-theistic. Santa is agnostic. But, like, I think it's kind of ridiculous to say that Christmas is a religious thing because it can be or it can't be.
December 25th is... Well, it's not Jesus' birthday,
right? No, Jesus'
birthday,
I think, historically is considered to be in, like, July.
Okay. Because I remember growing up,
yeah.
It was, like, it's Jesus' birthday.
Yes, so we celebrate the 25th as the birth of Jesus, and then Easter is celebrated as Jesus rising, yeah, his resurrection.
Gotcha. Yeah, so for me, I feel like it's all about, like, family and friends and, like, just, I don't know, I feel like, not to be the most millennial ever, but, like, one of my, if not my primary love language is, like, gift giving. And so I feel like it's really fun to sit down and think about, like, what the people who are most important to me, like, really need or would want that, like, they wouldn't buy for themselves. But yeah, what about for you?
Well, and what a fun note to end the year on too, because it's at the end of the year. Like, I feel like it just leaves me with all the warm fuzzies.
Well, and also I do like lighting so much. Like, I would say probably there's a certain company that I really like doing theater shows with, but probably one of the only things that I really missed about doing lighting design this year is I would help out for I was the associate lighting designer for like one of the biggest theme parks in California for their holiday event every year. And it was always just so magical seeing the park go from like spooky Halloween like skeletons to like we're in a magical forest of like candy cane trees. I felt like Buddy the Elf every year, like driving my little car through the theme park. And
that's so cute.
But yeah, what about for you?
So for me, Christmas definitely has a religious aspect because I'm religious. My family's religious. It's like for me a time to like celebrate that like the savior that I believe in and that I give my life to was born. Even though he was actually likely born in July, but it's fine. It's also just to me such a good time to spend with family. Like I love that everyone, most people, not everyone I should say, but most people in my family have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. And it's just like a fun, I also love the cold. So I love the idea of cozying up inside. I love just like so every year I would always be the one to wake everyone up. So like
you would be.
I know, right? So my parents would say like, okay, Sierra, like don't set an alarm, but like if you wake up, you cannot wake anyone up until like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or
that's
whatever it
so
was that
my
year.
Little brother.
And so funny. I would sit in my room. I would wake up at like 4 a.m. without an alarm and then just sit there and like wait and wait and wait and wait. And then when the clock turned, I would like, it's Christmas! And like jump on my brother's bed and like wake my parents up. We'd do stockings. And then my mom and dad would always make breakfast and then we'd do gifts. And then my cousins would always come into town in the evening or they'd come in like the day before or the day after. So for me, it was just like such like a, I feel like a warm time is what I would say. I just love it. And I also love giving gifts.
Well, and I feel like Christmas is one of the only days in the year that you're guaranteed is kind of like your wedding day. Of I feel like they're all the time I'll be like, isn't it crazy that every day has the same amount of hours? Because I feel like on special days, it's like my wedding. I mean, it felt like it went by super fast, but in reality, like it was a long day. And so I feel like Christmas is the same way. I feel like it's such a day filled with activities.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love
that's it. That's so fun. So what are some of your favorite Christmas traditions?
Okay. I wrote them down.
Go back and forth. I think you have more than me. Okay. But.
So I'll do a few of mine are just like quick ones. So I'll just do them at the beginning. I love caroling and fireplaces. So I think that caroling is like the best tradition because like I 1 year, I think 2 years actually, Skylar and I went caroling with our big group of theater friends.
Yeah.
And it was so fun, like so much fun. We went and knocked on people's houses that we knew and people that we didn't know. And we just sang. And I love when Christmas carolers like come to anyone else's house and I'm there. Like it's just such like a fun, magical thing. And I love Christmas music. I just love like sitting by the fire. And my parents have this awesome like old stone fireplace in their house.
Yeah.
And it's just one of my favorite things that we would like when I was little and now just like sit by the fire and like talk. Or like when I was little, my dad used to like read us a different Christmas story every night. And like it was my favorite thing.
That's so awesome.
And I think those are my two, like, quick ones. So, yeah, if you want to do one.
Ooh, do I have any quick ones?
You can do a longer one because, like, I have more.
Well, a quick one is every year we do stockings for the cats, which I feel like is always just really fun because I feel like – but this year I changed it up. So, usually I do because Target always comes out with, like, holiday-themed cat toys. So, in the past, I've filled up their stockings with, like, Santas and, like, Gingerbread Man and – and all sorts of, like, holiday-themed things. But this year, I feel bad because I feel like Toothless gets excluded from a lot of things in my life. Like, I feel like Olive demands so much attention, and Toothless is just kind of, like, he's just kind of, like, a fly on the wall sometimes. Yeah. And he doesn't like any toys. Olive, like, loves toys, but he does love this one specific banana that's, like, filled with catnip. Like, it's literally, like, the banana is now brown because he, like, rubs on it and, like, drools on it
so
much.
Gosh.
Like, he loves these bananas, and Kyle's been getting them for him for forever. And so I decided to order two love like the same things from that company. So I did like a rainbow for Olive and a banana for Toothless. But the problem is I put them in their little stockings because I used to always put their toys in the stockings and then just leave them. And then on Christmas, I'd like bring them down. But the problem is they smell so heavily of catnip that Toothless has been trying to get it down. So I now had to hide them in the cabinet because I'm very nervous that we're going to be out of town and Toothless is going to like
break in,
pull them down, and the garland will come tumbling. It'll just be a whole mess.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
What about you? So one of my favorite things, like I said, I love White Elephant. In my family, this started, I think, 3 years ago. So we have this thing every year with White Elephant that is the quail. So the story of the quail is 3 years ago, my cousin Carter realized on Christmas Eve that he did not have a present for my brother. Mm-hmm. And so he and my mom went to the only place that was open near where we live, and that was World Market. But Carter's budget was like, I think like $10, $15.
Yeah.
So he was just going through this like sale bin and he found these like decorative quail, like mm-hmm. a little decorative quail that has like actual feathers on it.
But it looks kind of taxidermy. Like it's yes. not like a white, like no. sculptural, like it's like a feathered
creature. Yeah, it looks like a quail. And so then he gave those to my brother. And then the next year at Christmas at White Elephant. No, it was that same night. We did White Elephant yeah. and Jordan put the quail in. And then so now every time we do White Elephant, someone has to like try to give it, like whoever gets stuck with the quail is just like stuck with them.
That's so
and
fun.
It's so funny because it's last year my parents ended up with them.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to get everyone else to get them all the time. It's gone back and forth like 8 times just this year. Carly and I went over to my parents' house to get my, like, box of Halloween stuff for my Halloween videos this year. And Carly was like, oh, hey, I'm, like, taking all the costumes out. And, like, your mom said that, like, you needed these. And it was the quail. And then, like, on Thanksgiving, my mom was cooking. And, like, she had an extra pan set out that she wasn't using that had, like, a lid. And I put the quail in there and then closed the lid.
Oh, that is terrifying.
It was so funny.
But that's so funny.
So it's just one of those dumb things. I love White Elephant. We always do funny stuff. I just love the quail.
Aww.
Big quail fan.
I love that. I feel like one of my favorite things is my stepdad is obsessed with trains. Like, literally the most train-obsessed person I've ever met in my life. And every year, he puts out one of his trains, like, all around their front yard. Aww. And then he, like, has, like, train blow-ups and train whatever. But to see, like, all the little kids, like, that will come up and be like, oh, I love the choo-choo! Because it's, like, a thing. Like, yeah. Every year, he puts out his train. And so I feel like it's always so fun to just see. I don't know. He, like, takes such pride in it. I feel yeah. like every, like, 30 minutes, he, like, goes outside to, like, check on the train.
That's so cute.
And so he'll have, like, multiple trains running in the house. And I don't know. It's always just fun to, like, pull up to their house and see all the trains. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I love that.
What about you?
One of my favorite things is, so, like I said, my cousins on my mom's side will always either come down, like, on Christmas or, like, the day before, the day after, or we'll go up there.
Yeah.
And we play a lot of games. And, like, I don't mean just, like, oh, let's play a board game here and there. Like, we play games. That's yeah. what we do. So, like, now we'll play, like, Quiplash or, like, different games like that. But when we were, I'd say, like, young kids to, like, late teens, like, it was probably a 10-year stretch, we played Survivor, Amazing Race, and Iron Chef America. And we played hard. Like, when we played Survivor, it would be like,
how do you play those things?
So all day the day before, my mom, my dad, my aunts, and my uncles would plan Survivor. So they'd be like, okay, here are the tribes. Like, this is the immunity challenge. This is, like, the reward challenge. This is the hidden immunity idol. And then we'd play for, like, 3 hours on Christmas Day of, like, one, like, we'd do, like, a food challenge where we had to, like, eat something gross. And then, like, we'd have to play basketball and all this stuff. And it was, it's just one of those things that was so funny. We did Amazing Race, I think 4 years, where, again, my aunts and uncles would plan it, and they'd put us in teams to try to, like, even it out. So, like, at the time, my little brother was, like, 8. So he would be with, like, my older cousin, who was, like, yeah. really athletic. And then we would have all these different challenges that we had to do, and we'd be, like, running around, and it was so fun. Iron Chef America, we didn't play as often because my parents were not in on that one. That was like, they would plan Amazing Race and Survivor, but Iron Chef America, they were like, you guys can go in the kitchen and like cook stuff, but like, we're not going to be part of this. Like, this Aww. Is you. So we'd cook these like weird concoctions of like graham cracker with peanut butter and marshmallows, and it looks like a little snowman wearing a hat and like all this stuff.
That's so fun.
So that was always fun. And recently, our new favorite thing, our new favorite game that we play with my cousins is called Cards Against the Family. Did I tell you about this?
You did tell me about this.
Cards Against the Family is our own version of Cards Against Humanity with all homemade cards that are all inside jokes.
That's such a good idea.
So, for example, the, like, question card would be like, Grandma's AARP life expectancy went down 10 years due to blank. And then the cards would be like, my cousin's obsession with alcohol, my other cousin's horrible driving, like, all these other things. Like,
yeah,
you know, my mom and my aunt, like, messing up Thanksgiving dinner, like, all these just random inside jokes. And those weren't even inside jokes, but, like, it's just so funny. And, like, we laughed so hard. We also used to play a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, which was really fun.
That's so fun. I love that you guys are so creative with your games.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like that, too, comes from you being in, like, a big family.
For sure.
And having cousins that were around your age and siblings that were around your age.
There was, let's see, 8 of us on my mom's side that were the youngest and the oldest. I think their age difference was 7 years.
That's crazy.
So there was, like, 8 kids within 7 years of each other. So that's, we were all so really wild. Close, and we all had so much fun together. And we still have so much fun together.
Yeah. There's no one near my age in my family.
Really?
Yeah. Because my mom had me. My mom's the oldest of all of her siblings. And my dad is also the oldest, like my biological dad. And my mom had me on her 22nd birthday. So her sisters waited a while, but also were younger. So all of my cousins, like my sister is the person who's closest in age to me, and my sister's in high school.
Yeah.
And so everyone else is in like elementary school. And so it's fun now because I feel like I have like all these little cousins running around that are all each other's age. But there was like, it was just me and the adults for a long time. Wow.
Did you like that, or did you wish that you had cousins your age?
I think I liked it, but also I don't know, because I don't know any different, you know? Like, I feel like even growing up, like, all of my mom's friends, she only has one friend who had a kid, like, around the same age as me.
Yeah.
And so, growing up, it was always just, like, me, my mom, and a bunch of adults. So, I don't know. Let's see. Ooh, one of my things is, I feel like this isn't even, like, a tradition necessarily. I feel like it's just, like, a way of doing the holidays. I've heard a tale of people who just let everyone open their presents at the same time.
What?
On Christmas. Like, sitting down as a family and being like, okay, like, everyone open your presents. And I just am flabbergasted by that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in my family it was very much, like, you go around and, like, you open one present at a time.
Yeah.
But my mom, like, the tradition that I loved with that was, since growing up, all of our presents were just from, like, mom and dad. My mom always tried to be, like, punny with who they were from. Funny. So, like, if we were getting a new pair of shoes, it would be, like, from, like, your stinky feet. From, like, like, and it was so dumb. And I feel like as kids, we, like, eye rolled over it. But it's, like, I just feel like those little touches of, like, creativity and, like, jokes make it so much more fun. Because if every present's just labeled, like, from mom and dad, then it's, like, not anything.
That's so cute. But Steven does that with our dogs.
Oh.
Like, I guess that was a thing in his family is, like, you know, every other present would be, like, from mom, from dad. And then it would be, like, from Bella, from Bruiser, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was not a thing in my family. And so Steven does that every year. It'll be, like, oh, like, this next present is from Bella.
Aww.
And this one's from Bruiser. This one's from me, but this one's from the dogs.
That's how I, like, got away with getting Kyle more than one gift this year, because we said we were, like, only going to do one gift. And then I was like, oh, but, like, this is from the baby. And, like, I think I'm giving him one from the baby and one from Toothless.
Aww.
And then one from me, because I was only supposed to get him one. So
nothing from Olive?
Nothing from Olive. Because she can't participate in the gift that he's getting from them.
Oh.
From Toothless.
Okay.
So, Olive's excluded this year.
Not invited. One of my favorite traditions is, we don't really do this anymore since all the kids in my family are grown, but when we were younger, because it was me and my two siblings, usually we would each get, like, one or two gifts from my parents, And then there would be like a group gift that was like something intended for all of us to play with together.
That's but really fun.
That would always be the last gift and it wouldn't be wrapped under the tree because my dad thought it was really funny that like, do you remember in Toy Story when it's like, oh, all the gifts are done. And then they're like, Dad's pulling a surprise present from the closet. And then it's Buzz Lightyear. And my dad always thinks that's so funny. So every year it's like, oh, well, not anymore. But back then it would be like, oh, all the presents are gone from under the tree. I guess that's Christmas. Mom's pulling a surprise present from the closet. So like one year it was like Dance Dance Revolution when like that was a thing with the mats or
that's
like
so fun.
A little basketball hoop game from downstairs or like something that was intended for all of us to play with together. Aww. And so I always loved that. It was always that moment of like, is that everything?
Except for the year when it like finally was stopped. Everything yeah. And you're like, no, like the jig is up. Yeah. Like what's our gift present? Yeah.
Where is it?
What's our gift present? What's our group? And then I think my last like tradition that I love is I know that these are everywhere, but San Diego specifically, if you live here, here's some hot tips. There's Christmas card lane and candy card lane, which are just these neighborhoods that are like entirely decked out in Christmas lights.
It's nuts.
And on, is it Christmas card lane? They have like cutouts in each one, and each one's supposed to be like a postage
card. Yeah, like a different Christmas card from like a movie yeah. or something like that.
So it'll be like The Incredibles or Elf or whatever. And it's just so fun to see. I feel like it's so fun to see what everyone does with it, but also it's so cool because pretty much every house in those neighborhoods goes hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's fun to see, like, the sense of community.
Yeah. And competition.
And competition.
No, I love those. I haven't gone to those this year.
I know. This is the first year that we haven't gone to them. Even, like, when we lived up in LA, we would always make a point to come down and go do it. But this year... it's just too wild.
I think fair for you guys.
I think fair for you guys too.
My last one is actually I saw this is on Skylar's traditions that she hates. And it was on my traditions that I love. And that is Christmas Eve pajamas.
Drama.
I love Christmas Eve pajamas. Every year my mom says, oh, everyone gets to open one present. I'm going to pass them out. And it's always yeah. the pajamas. And we don't do, like, themed, so we don't do, like, Christmas. It's, like... So
that's where the discrepancy comes in.
Okay.
Because you're saying you just do regular pajamas?
Everyone has pajamas that are themed to their, like, personality. So, like, yeah. Steven got, like, NASA ones that said, like, I need space. And, like, my little brother got, like, Anchorman ones. And I got, like, princess ones. And, like, yeah. my dad just got normal plaid and... my mom got,
wow,
like,
your poor dad. That's so sad.
I mean, that's all he would want to wear.
I mean, same.
One year we got him, like, Grinch pajamas, and he's like, I would have rather just had plaid. I won't wear these. So we just aww. Get him plaid now.
Big time was.
But, like, but like everyone gets their pajamas, and then we all wear them to bed and yeah. in the morning.
I think that's so much fun.
So what do you – so you don't like the themed Christmas
so ones. I don't like – the fact that every Christmas, I mean, Mom, I know you're listening, very grateful for any present, but every year on Christmas Eve, my mom gives us Christmas-themed pajamas.
Right.
But if she had given them to us on, like, Thanksgiving, then I could have worn them all month. Because the issue is, I wear them that night, and then I don't want to wear Christmas pajamas after Christmas.
So here's the thing, there have been a couple years where my pajamas were Christmas-themed, but I just wear them all year. Like, I have a pair of, like, winter snowflake pajama pants in my pajama drawer that I literally wore, like, two nights ago.
That is so... well, but see, now we're in the season. Yeah, but you're saying you wear okay. them, like, in summer.
Yeah. I also will wear them in April and July, and I only have, like, four pairs of pajama pants that
I see, I feel like that's another, like, weird personality thing with me. Of, like, I don't know. I like everything in my life to be very, like, simple. And so, I don't... think I have any patterned pajamas, or yeah. if I do, it's like I think I have one pair of like polka dot pajamas,
okay,
or like maybe like a small striped pair.
What do you wear to bed?
Well, lately just naked. That's like
that's a hot take.
That's a new pregnancy thing.
Okay,
but yeah, no, just like I think back in the day, I used to wear like yoga pants okay. and like a big t-shirt, and then I like ditched the yoga pants, and so now I'll do. Or before, I would do, like, little booty shorts and, like, a t-shirt or something. And then now it's just commando. Just offensive. Full body off.
Commando.
Because sleeping when you're pregnant is very hard.
Yeah, how does that work? Because you can't lay on your stomach.
Well, I have a pregnancy pillow, but then sometimes I'm like a very, very clingy person. Yeah. And so I don't like it because then there's like a barrier between Kyle and I. And so sometimes I'll be like in so much pain. Kyle will be like, I am grabbing your pregnancy pillow. I'm sorry. We're not cuddling for the rest of the night. Like it's 3 a.m. and you keep tossing and turning. Like
this. Just put it up.
Just whatever.
It's so funny.
But yeah, pregnancy pillows are a lifesaver in pregnancy. But traditions we hate.
Okay.
Wait, you hate holiday movies?
I'm sorry. I guess I'll go first on that. I like The Grinch and Elf and Rent, if you consider it a holiday movie, which I do. But I don't want to see, like, Fred Claus 7, Return of Bill. I don't want to see the Santa Claus 32. Like, I don't want to see the Hallmark movies that are like, Holly Reindeer comes home for Christmas. Like, I just, I don't need a bunch of, like, I hate the idea of, like, on Christmas watching some crappy movie just because it's a Christmas movie. Elf and The Grinch are good movies.
Okay, which version of The Grinch?
Both.
Okay.
Either. I prefer the like, 30-minute animated one, but, like, I'll watch the live-action.
That is so funny. One. What a weird thing.
I just, I think that a lot of crappy movies get a pass because it's a Christmas movie. But, like, it's still a crappy movie. I'd rather watch a good movie that's not holiday themed.
See, do you like holiday movies? I think the difference is since I didn't grow up with people around my age, I grew up in a very movie-oriented household. Oh. Like, my stepdad is the biggest movie buff I've ever met in my life. And so it's like every year we watch these movies.
Okay. So what movies, like, do you watch?
Christmas Vacation is like a huge one.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Christmas Vacation? You made Vacation? A reference
yesterday and I was like, uh-huh.
Wow.
Like, that's just like Christmas Vacation.
Well, I'm not even going to list anymore.
No, go ahead. I've seen all the Santa Claus movies.
What? Like, A Christmas Story? Have you seen A Christmas Story?
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
I think it's been on the background at, like, a relative's house.
But see, while you were playing Survivor on Christmas, I was, like, watching Christmas movies.
What else?
I don't know. There are so many good ones. I, like, can't even... I'm trying to think. Like, all the Charlie Brown Christmas movie. Like, there are just so many good... But I guess you also... I feel like you... If you're sitting down to watch something, it's, like, you have to be taken away from, like, playing games. Right. Or, like, doing other activities.
Yeah.
Whereas I love just, like, sitting on the couch, some vegan eggnog, like...
Okay.
Hanging out.
Okay. All right. What's your tradition that you hate?
Well, we talked about getting Christmas pajamas the night before. Ooh, okay. So, children of divorced families will feel me on this one. Having to see everyone on Christmas. I would say, I mean, there were probably moments of Christmas that I liked growing up, but I would say almost every Christmas was, like, ruined by the fact that I had to go to, like, 4 different grandma's houses and, like, both of my parents' houses. And, like, I just had to go to so many places. And oftentimes it's like you're seeing the same people. It's just a different house. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like, because I would do, like, Christmas Eve evening with my mom, and then Christmas morning I would, like, go up to my dad's, and then I would go to this grandma's house, and then I would go to this grandma's house. And then also my parents didn't get along super well, so it was always like texting back and forth of like, well, I don't want to leave to drive you to this grandma's house, so like if they want you, they have to come pick you up. And then them being like, well, I don't want to come pick you up, they should drive you. And me being like, guys, I just want to stay here. Yeah. I just want to go home. Like,
sorry.
It's okay. But I feel like that goes for a lot of different families. But I feel like especially kids of, like, divorced parents, and especially kids of divorced parents whose parents aren't, like, buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot of, like, weird coordination.
Yeah.
So that's a tradition I hate. I feel like now Kyle and I make the active decision of, like, this year we're only going to my mom's house.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That's the first year I've ever just been to my mom's house.
I think it'll be good. I think you'll, especially being pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll really enjoy it. And then next Christmas, when baby's here, it's like everyone has to come to you. Like,
I know.
You choose where you go and people can go there.
Which is so nice. Well, and it's our first year in San Diego, too. Because in years past, well, obviously when I was growing up, I lived in San Diego. But for the last couple of years, Kyle and I would have to, like, drive down, stay overnight at my parents' house, like, deal with our cats. And, like, last year we literally brought our hamster down because I was, like, so nervous about leaving her for a couple days. And, like, our cats are more self-sufficient. But it'll be so nice to just sleep and then wake up and drive 30 minutes and
then you're there.
Be there.
Yeah. That kind of goes into mine that I hate. I hate traveling as well for Christmas. And I think my main thing is when I was young, it was like we would do Christmas morning and then we'd spend at least like an hour or two driving to someone's house.
Yeah.
And then driving to someone else's house. And so it was like three different places. And for me, I would rather see those people on, like, Christmas Eve, day after Christmas, day after that. Or, like, we all pick one place to go instead of just going everywhere and then doing Christmas morning there, too.
Well, especially when everyone's on good terms with each other. Yeah. Like, I understand if there's, like, more complicated situations. But if it's, like, even this year, it's like, yeah, of course my mother-in-law is invited to Christmas brunch at my mom's house.
Right. Of course.
Easy. Yeah. Done. We don't have to, like, go over to her house separately. It's like, why don't you just come here? And then we can all be together, and it's easy and simple. And also, I feel like every meal becomes, like, a different person's house. And I feel like that's unnecessary.
Well, and I think, for me, I'm like, I don't need my Christmas to be a huge hubbub.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it just being, like, me and my family hanging out and playing games, whether that be, like, just me and my brothers and my parents or, like, also all my cousins or also my grandparents. Like, I don't mind. And I don't mind if we're at my parents' house or my cousin's house. But I just want to pick one place and stay there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a big thing. Doesn't have to be, like, a fancy meal and all these things planned out. We can just hang out and have fun with our new gadgets.
Yeah. No, I agree. My last thing that I hate is I hate feeling obligated to give gifts. So I feel like this needs a little clarification of I love giving gifts when it's like a very specific gift for that person.
Right.
But the issue is, like, so 2 years ago, Kyle and I did a cat calendar for everyone, and not like a cat calendar from the store. Like, we dressed up our cats.
It was,
and, like,
hysterical.
We had, like, props. Like,
for every month, it was like June was like them in, like, ice cream outfits. And then like Halloween was like them in, like, pumpkin outfits. It was funny.
Yeah, like, we literally ordered, like, 24 costumes and, like, did little sets, and it was a whole thing. And then last year we did the same thing with our hamster, which was, like, also a hoot because everything was just, like, so miniature and
it
fun.
It was hysterical.
And also we could just make the background, like, paper from Hobby Lobby or Michael's because she was, like, so small that, like, that worked. But this year we aren't doing that because we already did our cats and we already did our hamster, and I, like, don't want to do it with, like, my pregnant belly or, like, Kyle or something. And so this year I was talking to Kyle and I was like, do we, like, get everyone gift cards? Like, what's something that I get, like, my aunts and my uncles and everyone to where it feels like everyone's getting the same equal, like, I thought of you gift, but not, like, a whole thought out, like, I'm spending $40, $50 on you.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's a weird obligation of, like, I feel like if you have to get someone a gift card, then it's just, like, giving someone money for no reason.
Well, and I think there's a lot of, like, gifting where it's obligated, and I think it's when that person doesn't know you or you don't know that person that well.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it's like you're either going to give them a gift card or, like, you get them something that, like, you don't really know if they're going to like because you don't know them that well.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm gifting you something, I know you so well. If I'm gifting my parents, my brothers.
Yeah.
If I'm gifting, like, my third cousin.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know you that well. So, like, I don't know what you're going to like.
Well, and I feel like the hard thing that comes into play is that for both of us, we're still the kids of our family.
Right.
Because, like, neither us nor our siblings have had kids yet. So I'm not, like, aunt or uncle
No.
I guess I wouldn't be uncle to anyone.
You don't I mean, have whatever nieces or floats nephews. Your boat.
And like, I don't. Yes, I'm still considered. I'm grouped in with all of these kids, but I'm also an adult who like makes my own money.
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing because like my aunts will get me a present, and so I feel like as from adult to adult, I should be getting them a present. But like, obviously, none of my other cousins are.
Right.
If that makes sense. Right. So it's like a weird transitional time of obviously, once my siblings have kids, I'll like spoil the crap out of their kids because. I will be the aunt giving down.
Yes.
But it's a weird time right now where I'm an adult. And so, but these people are so used to getting me gifts and it's so nice that they do. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just no, this I weird feel obligation.
That. And I feel like there's this idea that like you can't talk to someone beforehand if they're getting about if you're getting them a gift. Like even you and I, like 5 or 6 podcast episodes ago being like, so, like, let's just talk about this now. Like, are we getting each other gifts?
Yeah.
Like, we've never done that before. And it was always that weird.
It was so nice.
It was so nice. Like, I, and
but honestly, if it weren't for the podcast, we probably wouldn't have had that conversation.
No. And it would have just been, like, one of us got the other one a candle, and the other one was like, oh, yeah, your present's in the car.
Yeah. No. Get it absolutely. Yeah. And so, I just feel like there is a weird obligation. And then, if it's, and I don't know. It's also weird because, like, being an adult, like, my grandparents will still get me gifts. Like, they aren't the kind of gifts I got when I was younger.
Yeah.
But, like, they'll still get me something. Same. But it just feels weird not to get them anything.
Okay, I feel like I'm at that weird age where it's like, I should get both of my grandparents a gift because they get me a gift. But also, like, my parents get them a gift, and that always was, like, from our family. But also, Steven and I are now our own family unit. And, like, I don't know what my grandma would want. Like, she just gives us a check every year. So, it's like, should I just write her a check back and, like,
but
the same
amount?
But
then it's, like, a weird exchange of then you don't know how much she's giving you. And then it's, like, is it just going to balance each other out? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's why we started doing Secret Santa with my cousins. Because it was when I was maybe 9 or 10. My mom and my aunt were, like, on the phone, like, okay, like, how much is the gift card that, like, you're getting my kids? Because I'll do the same. And then they were, like, this is dumb. We're just, like, canceling out the gift cards, and it's only gift cards. Like, let's just do Secret Santa. That's everyone so buys smart. One gift, and it's been so nice because then you can really like focus. And we do a $40 limit too, which is
That will be so nice. I'm thinking about like in future years when my cousins are like older enough to do that. That'll be so nice. I'm sure we'll start doing that.
When you were a kid, like really little, let's say like 7 or 8, did your parents give you money to buy like gifts for the like for them, or like did you save your allowance, or did you not get them gifts?
I think I just did like handmade gifts because I was the only kid.
Right.
When I was up until I was like probably 9, I guess I would be like 9 or 10 when my sister was born.
Right.
And so up until then I literally had 0 cousins.
Right.
0 anything. So it was just like something. Yeah, well, and then all the adults would, like, get me gifts because I was, like, their only grandchild and their only everything. And then also coming from, like, a divorced family, it's, like, it was a weird thing of, like, I got 2 stockings, but then, like, the stockings always had very different contents. And so it was an interesting thing of, like, how funny that, like, this Santa's, like, definitely more generous than this Santa. Like, I don't know. But I don't think my parents ever, like, gave me money to get people gifts.
My parents did that until I was probably 13 or probably even older, probably 14 or 15 when I had, like, a job.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
They would be like, okay, you get $10 per person that you're buying a gift for. So, like, buy a gift for your dad. Like, my mom would give me the money and be like, buy a gift for your dad, for your older brother, for your younger brother. And then, like,
that's
my dad
so
would be
fun.
Like, and here's $20 to get your mom a gift. And then they would, like, take me to go shopping and pick it out.
Oh, I love that.
So I really like that. And they still do the same thing with Austin because Austin doesn't have a job. So I'm pretty sure they give him, like, money allocated to buy someone else a gift.
Aww.
So it was funny, though, that transition of, like, now I have a job. And now it's, like, it was also cool, though, because it was, like, now it's up to me how much I spend.
Yeah.
Because then it was, like, back then it was, like, I have $10 or I have $20.
But you're like, I'm also like a broke 16-year-old working part-time.
Right.
So like, I'll take that $10.
Right, exactly. Exactly. one of you talked about the different Santas with the different stockings.
Yeah.
One of the things that made me think of, I remember when I was a kid and I was growing up, in my family, Santa did your stocking, yeah, and that's it. And the rest of the presents were from mom and dad. There was no presents under the tree from Santa. And my neighbors are best friends. Like, every present was from Santa and maybe like one or two from mom and dad.
So
but like
funny.
All the presents under the tree, all the stockings. And I remember like being like 5 or 6 and talking with my neighbors and them being like, Santa got me this Lego set and this and this. And I'm like, Santa got me some chocolate and underwear. Like, dude, Santa hates me. And I asked my mom, I was like, why did Santa get them so much stuff and not me? And my mom, man, she thinks on the spot. She was like, Santa likes to make everything equal. So whatever your parents are getting you, then Santa like fills in the rest.
That's really smart.
I know. So I was like,
wow.
So she was like, so because we get you guys more gifts, so like Santa doesn't have to get you guys that much. But then like for them, like their parents only give them a few gifts, so Santa fills it in.
That's so freaking smart.
I know, right?
Wow. I'm going to tell my baby that.
I thought that was brilliant.
That's so smart. I'm literally
cataloging
that in my brain if that's such a great response.
That worked out until the Tooth Fairy gave me a single golden dollar and my neighbor a $20 bill. And I was like,
you're like, how is this even?
This is not how that works.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like Santa is always such an interesting thing.
Are you guys going to do Santa with a baby?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's like a fun thing. I mean, I don't know what capacity we'll do it in. I feel like we have a couple of years to figure it out.
Yeah,
like next year, we'll definitely do like a stocking for him. Well, it'll be fun because he'll be 11 months around Christmas time.
Oh my gosh.
And so I feel like he'll be like starting to comprehend things.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have a couple more years until he like realizes like, this is Santa. Santa
right.
does this, that, and the other. I'm pretty sure, Kyle, you can correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. Pretty sure Kyle's parents told him Santa wasn't real, like, as soon as he could comprehend that. Like, they never did Santa, and then were like, yeah, no, like, all the other kids' parents aren't telling them, but, like, Santa's a fraud. Like, he's not real. Like, all the presents we're getting you are from us.
Aww.
And so he just like never had a Santa. So maybe it'll like make him like live vicariously to like get to pass that on to his child. It's like, here's the stocking I never got.
Aww. Here's the stocking I never got. That's so sad. But, see, I loved it because my little brother is 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So when I was like 12, he was like 5. So was at the age where, like, I really enjoyed helping him do it. So we have all these home videos of me being like, okay, Austin, now we have to set out carrots for the reindeer. And, like, here's Santa's cookies and milk. And it's, like, I really enjoyed, like, doing that with my little brother.
Yeah.
And so it makes me really excited to, like, do that with my kids someday.
I know. Also, we have to figure out Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, we're okay, gonna that was not a thing when we were growing up.
No, but we're going to have to do an Elf on the Shelf next
year. Elf on the
Shelf? Yeah, for sure.
Because it's fun and creative.
Kyle's so into it.
Really?
The other day when he was out of town, he was like texting my stepdad because Kyle like loves anything like that. And so do I. But Kyle sent him a picture of there like a frozen Elsa caricature with like ice coming out of her hand and then the Elf on the Shelf like in a capsule of ice. And so my stepdad did it. And so he literally, like, was like, Kyle just sent me the best thing ever.
Oh,
and he, like,
gosh,
walked in with a big pitcher of water and dropped the Elf on the Shelf in there and, like, froze it overnight.
So your parents do Elf on a Shelf with your siblings?
With my younger siblings.
So what is Elf on the Shelf?
So I've heard a lot of interesting stories about Elf on the Shelf. I'm not sure, like, the mythology because I was never, like, read the story because I didn't have it growing up. But basically, Elf on the Shelf is, like, Santa's helper.
Okay.
So he, like, comes to your house and he's your friend, but he, like, keeps an eye on you to see if you've been, like, naughty or nice.
Oh.
And then he lets Santa know, but you cannot touch Elf on the Shelf. Otherwise, his magic is gone. So my mom told me a really funny story about she was like, my mom's a teacher, and apparently one of her kids brought like an Elf on the Shelf in the mason jar because like she couldn't touch the
it?
Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, that's funny.
But then the girl dropped the mason jar and it like shattered, but then she couldn't pick up her Elf on the Shelf because then like the magic would be ruined.
That's so
I think
cute.
My mom like grabbed like rulers or something and like picked up the Elf on the Shelf and like put it in her backpack, but I feel like Elf on the Shelf is kind of wild.
So, and then every night you put it in some sort of like funny position.
Funny new thing.
And does the Elf on the Shelf like bring them gifts?
No.
It's but just
you
like them.
You name your Elf on the Shelf. Okay. So like my family's name is Freddy. Okay. So I'm excited to pick like a fun name. Also, I think the Elf on the Shelf's come in like different like genders and ethnicities. Well, that's so like fun. That's fun and inclusive.
When did this start?
That's a good
because
question.
Because they don't, I think that was just becoming a thing as my little brother was growing up. Because I remember some of his friends had Elf on the Shelf, but we didn't.
You didn't. No. Yeah. Because I never believed in it. But when I was like moving out of my parents' house, it was like starting to become a thing.
Okay.
Of like now my sister has aged out of believing in it.
Uh-huh.
But like my little brother still believes in it.
That's really fun. It's creative too. And it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. Well, and it's fun. I feel like there are like good subreddits on like Elf on the Shelf ideas.
I bet. Also, I just remembered as you were talking about like the funny compromising positions of Elf on the Shelf, one of my favorite like kind of sacrilegious holiday traditions.
I know what you
do. Know what it is. So my parents have had the same manger scene since I was before I was born. It was like a ceramic manger scene of like the manger, the little like hay bale, baby Jesus, the wise men, the animals, Mary and Joseph, and the angel. And each of these pieces are separate and you can move them around. And slowly as we grew up, a few times, you know, things broke. Like one time, like Austin dropped the wise man and his head fell off. Yeah. Baby Jesus is cracked. The angel's horn is messed up. So I would say starting like 8 or 9 years ago, it became a thing that me and my brothers, whenever like my parents were out of the room, would go in and like rearrange it. So we'd put like wise man's severed head in like the baby Jesus cradle and like baby Jesus like laying in the hay with like the sheep. And like
if you had an Elf on the Shelf, you would be getting coal. That sounds very naughty.
We would have like two of the wise men were in like positions where they were like looking at the baby, and if you turned them towards each other, it looked like they were kissing. And so like we had all these different things that like we would do with the manger scene, and my mom would always walk in and be like, oh my gosh. And then last year she got a new manger scene from Costco and I'm very upset.
Did she throw away the old one?
I don't know where it is.
You should ask her because you should take it.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a great like holiday tradition to start in your
household. It was so funny because my mom always had the same reaction of, oh my gosh. And we would try to find all these creative ways. I remember one time Austin took one of his like Star Wars action figures and like swapped it out for baby Jesus. So like everyone was looking at the Star Wars action figure.
I want to get a nativity scene, but just have it be baby Yoda.
I bet they make those. There were so many people in.
Is that so sacrilegious though?
I think it's fine. I don't speak for all Christians.
You also
said
that you make, like, the wise men kiss and put, like, severed heads places. So, I don't know.
You know what? I, as a religious person, and this might be a hot take, I think there are some things that are, like, very sacred to me that, like, I don't think should be made fun of if you're a religious person. But I also think it's, like
Baby Yoda is kind of sacred. So
exactly.
Like, including him in the mix is like
totally fine.
Okay.
But I do also think that there are so many things that it's okay to make fun of sometimes. And like I kind of have the south not as much, but kind of on a lesser variety of the a lesser extreme of like the South Park idea of like if it's okay to make fun of people, you also have to make fun of everyone. So like if I'm going to make
the most Sierra thing I've ever heard.
No, seriously. Like, if I'm going to make fun about the Elf on the Shelf and all these other holiday traditions and, oh, that's so silly, ha, ha, ha. I also think it's fine to make fun of, like, putting the wise man's severed head in baby Jesus's cradle. And, like, I don't think that's sacrilegious because I'm not actually sitting here being, like, worship the wise man's severed head.
Oh.
I love Jesus, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I celebrate him on Christmas, but I also think it's okay to, like, not take everything so seriously all the time.
Also, I think you need to have a talk with Kyle, because we were talking in the car last night, and he was like, what's up with all these millennials saying they're a follower of Jesus? Like, I'm a follower of Rhett and Link, but, like, that's not my Instagram bio. And I was like, no, I think it's, like, people saying, like, I'm not necessarily, like, for, like, the church. Like, I'm for, like, Jesus's teachings. And so I think you might have a talk with
Jesus
him.
Followed. Follow like me back, Jesus.
Like, we literally, like, passed a nativity scene on the road. And he's all, so what's up with all these millennials? But yeah, so you might have to explain to him what being a follower of Jesus
means.
And why it's different than being a follower of Rhett and Link. He's like, I live my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Pervy.
Church of Rhett and Link.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a good place to end the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Woo-hoo. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe on YouTube.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Follow Skylar on Instagram, sky.p_.
Follow Sierra on Instagram @Schultzy.
And check out Vlogmas because there's a few days left of it as you are listening to this, likely, if it's before Christmas. And we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye.